joined by Simon, and I found out what this surprise is. So, Simon, morning, Simon. So, tell us where you are exactly right now.
Well, I'm just by the River Wey at the moment. Well, the Guilford Canal, it's basically the Guilford Canal and River Wey are linked together. So the Guilford Canal is turned into a river. So it's like, it's basically because it's connected to the River Wey, which is a navigational thing, which is now, they turned the canal into a river. So you can see Woking Town in the distance. You can see the floodplains literally around Old Woking and Sand. It's really bad. It's the worst it's been, I think, since 2020. January to February, Storm Dennis, that was in February 2020, and Storm Kieran, which was some time ago, which is about 4 years ago. It's the worst flood I think I've had for Surrey locally for 4 years.
Certainly for some parts of the country, there's been so horrific scenes of flooding in Lincolnshire, Nottinghamshire. Around here as well, in Woking, there's been areas, sort of pockets of flooding, like you say, around those sort of areas that usually flood around Old Woking and everything. But you're on a kayak or a canoe or something at the moment, are you?
Yeah, pretty much on the embankment. I got out of the kayak. I've just done a few videos on the side, from the kayak to the side. No one's around. It's quite safe and secure. No one's going to take it, I don't think. Hope not. But yeah, it's quiet down here. It's very peaceful. It's very calm, quite relaxing. And no, it's just like a Noah's Ark down here. You literally need a Noah's Ark to get around across England and Wales. You do, John Andrews, no joke.
So how long have you been on the water this morning? You must have been up early today.
Oh, about when it got as light as about 8 o'clock-ish, onwards, for about an hour or so for kayaking. So,
wow. Do you know what? Most of Woking's probably having a lie-in on a Sunday and you're out on the water in the kayak.
Yeah, pretty much.
Love that.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So how's...
John Curry.
Yes.
Yeah, I've got to be careful.
Yes, you've got to be careful. But terrific views. As you say, you can see Woking and you can see the floodplains and things.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's beautiful. Like something out of, I don't know, Venice. It literally looks like something out of Venice, Woking does from here, looking at it. It's so beautiful this morning. It's so lovely.
I've got a view of the towers of Woking on a computer screen at the moment, and it looks a little bit, a few clouds in the sky, bit of sunshine, but it's quite cold this morning. I noticed that first thing.
Yeah, it's very chilly this morning. There's a touch of frost across the UK. That's the other danger we've got next. Freezing... icy roads for the next 2 to 3 days in the morning because there's so much water in the ground. And potentially snow flurries tomorrow because the North Downs maybe. It might be dusty and snow because the North Downs tomorrow, John Andrews, sorry, locally.
So it feels like winter's kind of going to be coming in over the next few days then. It's going to feel kind of winter-like then, yeah?
Yeah, I'll call it a cold snap. I don't know how long it will last for. The thing is, we've got very strong Super El Nino in the Pacific, which is causing all this bad weather. It's not climate change that's causing this weather this winter. It's actually Super El Nino. It's behind most of it. But that's why it's very, very bad weather at the moment across the UK. That's what's powering up the jet stream. It's all down to Super El Nino. It's not all about climate change that's causing all this stuff. It's about Super El Nino. Yes, climate change is about 15% involved in this. These events are getting across the world globally, but the majority is down to Super El Nino.
Yes.
So everyone knows about that, because that's the culprit mainly behind all the bad weather across the UK. We've been having the 8 named storms so far this year. Right into this year, through this winter, basically.
Yeah, 8 named storms over this winter. I mean, that's a lot. I mean, I'm surprised they can come up with enough names for the storms, really.
The ninth storm, which is named by the Dutch Met Office, which is Storm Peary, which I predicted as well, which should have been named storm, England's named storms, but the Met Office, the Irish Met Office in Ireland were too slow to name Storm Garrick, because we got Storm Garrick later than it should have been, basically, literally.
Interesting, his name storms. So I guess the question a lot of people are asking, is it going to rain later? Are we going to have more rain on the way over the next few days, do you think?
Well, it would be wintry showers, but I wouldn't be surprised if we haven't seen the last of this deluge of rain across the UK. The deluge will return at the end of January to February, I'm afraid. So there's a chance of more heavy rain, more floods across the UK, across England and Wales especially. So we haven't seen the last of it yet. Depends on the low pressure system and the jet stream, but I fear we're going to get more floods potentially, because February last year was very quiet. So weather-wise, this February this year, 2024, should be more lively and more energetic and probably more stormy and wet. Maybe snowy, I don't know. It depends on the SSW across the North Pole after 10 HP. If you get an SSW, but the moment we've just got displacement, so it's all to play for at the moment.
And if you're about first thing, probably winter jackets are needed to keep you nice and warm and cosy, yeah?
Yeah, that's what I've got on the moment. I've got a hat on, have gloves. You need it, especially at the moment, because it's getting colder in the mornings now.
Yeah.
And there might be a touch of frost, and minus 2 or 3 Celsius is potentially possible the next week or so across Woking Town locally.
Yeah, it has been quite a mild winter on the whole, though, up until this point. So we're hearing sort of stories of a lot of plants and, you know, getting confused, thinking it's spring and starting to kind of come into bud early and things like that.
Yeah, even the birds are confused. I've seen ducks and swans mating too early because it's like March weather.
Yeah.
Last year March was quite wet, and this is like more like March weather, not winter weather. So it's very confusing, and I wouldn't be surprised if we get some early ducklings. Unfortunately, if they come out early, we get snow and frost in maybe to March, and they're going to die. So that's a dangerous thing about this climate change.
Yes, it kind of messes about with nature, doesn't it? But anyway, so the first week into 2024, we know you're on a kayak on the water today. What else have you been up to over the last few days?
Well, I went skiing last year in Austria. That's on my YouTube channel. I skied like James Bond. My skiing, my call name is Margaret. Literally, my call name is Margaret.
Love that.
So, literally, that's my call name. So, I skied like very fast down the mountain, at least 90 miles per hour, John Andrew. I'm not joking.
90 miles an hour? Wow.
Yeah,
my YouTube channel. Yeah, that seems quite scary to me.
And that's without a Go camera, using my mobile phone, especially.
Oh, wow, amazing footage. And you made it without breaking anything as well, which is good.
No broken arms, no broken legs. I'm still standing. I'm kayaking well, which is better for my feet.
Yeah.
Which is great fun.
Okay.
Literally.
So, have you heard this, the Spice Girls, apparently, they're releasing a set of stamps commemorating the Spice Girls. So, I'm just looking at a picture now. Each Spice Girls have their own postage stamp. So, were you a fan of the Spice Girls back in the day?
Not really.
No? Okay.
The men's songs more. I didn't like the Spice Girls.
Oh, Boyzone and stuff like that.
Yeah, basically, Take That and all those sort of songs.
Okay, Take That, yeah.
Williams. I like them too much. They were my favourite songs.
We need to get a stamp with Robbie Williams on it. But I am looking at a picture of Baby Spice on a stamp, and that would quite brighten up the Morning Post when all the bills arrive, I guess. But there we go. Brilliant. So, how do we find you on YouTube then, Simon?
Simon A.G. Evans, YouTube.
Yeah, go and check that out and find out all the adventures. And no doubt your kayak video from today is going to be on there very soon.
It certainly will be, John. As
brilliant.
Soon as possible.
Okay. Well, stay safe on that water and have fun with your water adventures today. And we'll speak to you next week.
Cheers,
John
Andrews. Bye.
Thank you, Simon. There we go. Simon Evans. Simon A.G. Evans. He's off into the distance on his kayak now as we speak. And once he does that, we're here from the Shapeshifters. And this is